Welcome to the Boomer Woman's Podcast. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles. I am really pleased to bring you this conversation today. Last September, I brought you a chat with a friend of a friend. And I actually use those references loosely. I hike with a woman who met a woman during her van travels. You don't need the details, but I was introduced to Gila. Her story intrigues me because, like many women I know, she made a decision to be a nomad for a year. She modified her car, yes, car, and hit the road. It was an interesting conversation as Gila faced her fears. I'll be bold and suggest even her demons. And the link to that conversation is on Gila's page at our website. I had asked Gila to catch up with me, us, this year, and recently she said she'd be in a temporary accommodation with a reliable internet connection, so I immediately scheduled her in. This was not the same Gila I spoke with last year. She has found a peace within and without. She has gained strength and confidence. She has resolved issues that have followed her for many years. And she has taken on projects that she would never have considered 2 years ago. It was a great chat. I never coax you away from an episode, but I almost want to suggest you go listen to last year's convo before this one. But you're here now. Listen up, and then jump over to the website and find last year's chat. And then let me know in the comments your thoughts. Such a brave, strong, amazing woman Gila is. And I'm so glad I do this intro after the chat because, well, maybe Gila might question that description. Listen now. Last summer, I interviewed a woman who had embarked on a nomadic lifestyle, having camperized her car. Yes, a car. A Mazda CX-5, to be exact, not exactly a luxury vehicle. It seems the world of nomadic women is a cohesive one, which is how I came to hear about Gila. A friend of mine had spent 6 months in a camperized van wandering the U.S. and Canada, and she mentioned she was hosting a woman who was traveling in a camperized car. That piqued my curiosity and some amazement, I must admit. At that time, Gila said, "I took advantage of my petite size, 4'11", and converted my car into a micro camper. I'm happy I'm simplifying everything. This journey is not about luxury. It's about being at one with nature, exploring new places, meeting people along the way, and creating new connections." There have been developments since then, but I'm going to let Gila tell us in her own words because she's back. Gila Melamed, welcome back to the Boomer Women's Podcast.
Thank you, Agnes. That's a pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
Gila, when we were emailing before we first met, you said, "My journey started as a need to feed my adventurous soul."
Yes.
"But without a doubt, it turned out to be a journey of self-discovery and healing." Is it still that?
Wow, it's actually beyond that. Last year was definitely a healing journey. The fact that I got to a place where truly a pure compassion toward my ex-husband and my father, to people that hurt me a lot. And I got to the place where I understood that their pain, their action toward me was their pain reflection. What they did not meant to hurt me. That kind of a realization really opened myself to like let go of all the pain that and the anger that I didn't want. And the anger is not who I am. And I would not be able to do that being home, stuck in a four-wall structure. There was just no way. I needed to be on the road by myself with in nature, where I found out that nature for me is where I belong. I truly belong there. It's like I'm a totally different person when I'm in nature. And when I came back to civilization, I call it, like, you know, there is so much noise that I'm not able to connect with myself and heal. And healing is one self responsibility. No one can do that for me. And so it's the adventure part is become, that's what put me on that path, but it's more than that. And that was last year in so many ways. Last year was definitely a place of healing. And the moment I got to that place, now it opened me to and this year I feel like I'm on a journey to find my soul, to find my true inner self. And now I have the space for it, but I couldn't do it before. So it's been amazing. I mean, amazing. I mean, I cannot, I encourage every person to do that.
I have notes and I've got a feeling we're going to be jumping all over the place here.
That's
So
okay.
bear with me. I do want to follow up on something you said about nature was always your place. I've talked to a few nomadic women since we spoke. They all had childhoods of either moving or having international people in their homes. And you told me last year that even as a child, you felt you were born to be in the wild.
Yes, it is such a strong feeling from my childhood, and I cannot explain it. It just was like that was always what a fifth grade we had to a project. What do you want to do when you grow up? Jane Goodwill was for me like, the woman that I was like so admiring. Her life for me looked like the perfect life, just being in nature with wildlife. It just I could so it was always there, and I can tell you it's just amazing for me because I can see the difference in myself. I'm very self-aware, and I think that's the key for healing. We all have trauma. This is just part of life, but the moment we are willing to be aware and be honest with ourselves, there is room for healing, really. And for me, nature, that's what it does for me. It's just it, I wish I could give everyone that kind of a feeling that I have when I'm in nature. That is like my brain, my everything is clean. There's no noise. It's just pure joy, and it's just everything is just alive in me.
You really described that well. Thank you. I'm sort of feeling almost myself. If there's any stress in my shoulders, it's just sort of melting away as you speak. Now, when you actually first left in your car, did you have any idea that you'd love this lifestyle so much? I mean, you'd rented out your apartment for just 1 year.
Right. So the idea was like I knew I'm going to like it because in the past we did camping as a family. I always as a hiker. I mean that was something that but I would say a month and a half into it, I'm like, whoa, I am loving it. This is like incredible. 3 months into it, I'm like, can I really continue living like that? Still today, I'm like pinching myself, like, really, can I continue? I mean, I'm on my second year. Now I know I'm a little bit in a luxury more of a living. It's a minivan. I still cannot stand, but I still took advantage of my height. So I'm actually sleeping horizontally, like across the car, the van, and I have a living room. I have like like it's amazing what you can do with a small space when you're willing to be. I call it flexible, adaptable. And I think the key for all of it is acceptance, like willing to understand that, on a very cold days, I don't want to, turn off my stove and heat up my coffee. So it's a cold coffee morning, and just accept it and be happy with it. And so it's a sorry, I lost the track of thought of the question.
Well, it's interesting that you go back to that because when we first talked, you said that you were adaptable, flexible, organized, and that really
Yes.
helped. So
Yes.
I was going to ask if it still matters now that you've upsized. But
Oh, very much. Yeah,
let's
very
talk
much.
practicality for a minute. You returned to New York. You upsized into a minivan. Tell us about Mike. Is he the craftsman who brings your ideas to reality, or does he actually have camperizing experience to
No,
fine-tune?
he's a very dear friend of mine. Carpentry is his hobby, and the design is mine, and so he's really he created exactly how was my I saw it ex the way I saw it. It's exactly how it in the end turned out. So on YouTube, if you go and you Google my name, you'll see the setup because I love sharing that. I would love other people, to be able to see that, take in ideas and put themselves on the road. So it's a beautiful, and I'm so grateful for Mike. And he listened to me. We work so well together, really, really so well together. So that's what the Mazda, he also helped me with that.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just stop and take a wee bit of credit. I remember when you mentioned you were going back to New York and you were upsizing. I had watched the video of your, what did you call it? Your
Apartment.
car apartment. That's
Yes.
right. And I said, make sure that you get video of the BAM apartment, which you have
Yes.
done. And I just watched it. So I those links will be. We'll talk about that at the
Yeah.
end. The links will be.
Yeah.
Now you've got a few more comforts. You have a
Yes.
seat other than your driver's seat.
Yes.
You have a space for personal care, toileting, etc.
Yes.
That must be huge.
It is huge. Because now I really don't necessarily like today. We're talking and I'm in Airbnb because I needed some time to get ready to embark on your beautiful country. This time I'm going east and I'm heading to Newfoundland and I'm very, very excited about that part. But pretty much I don't necessarily need to take a Airbnb. I can have everything I have is with me. So having the bathroom is very simple. I have a container to go number one, and I cat litter. It's enough to put in a bag, and you do number two, and that's can be disposable. So you just again willing. You need to be willing to be take it as a humor, and because the moment I have that, it's gave me so much flexibility. I don't have to. It's not something I have to worry anymore.
Now, did you do that sort of research before you left? Because in the car, you admitted that you, on occasion, needed to use an adult diaper. It was
Yes.
just a practicality.
Right.
You've also, what's the word? You're also part of several travel groups.
Right.
And so have you learned from them as well, or did you just do a whole ton of research before you left?
Both. A lot of research, a lot of like watching YouTubes of other people. This is why I know the value of information out there. And from the Facebook groups. It's beautiful that we're all sharing and we're learning from each other. I think it's a very, very valuable tools to use. So I'm happy to give my experience back to from what I gain.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons, just one of the reasons you're here
Yes,
today.
yes. I mean, the diaper one, I would not even think about it. I read somewhere one lady said, like, you know what? I just put an adult diaper. I'm like, wow, this is so simple. And there was a few times that, or I was just not comfortable getting out of my car at night. Sometimes it was because it was so cold, and sometimes it just was, didn't feel safe to go out. And it just, one, two, three, I just don't think about it. Like it's so many times I do laugh at myself of the things I do to be able to, accommodate my lifestyle today. But,
Well, and I'll just mention for our listeners that I still work in elder care, and those adult diapers, they can hold a lot. Now, I must admit, I like some of my creature comforts. You have, is it two power units?
yes, I have two power stations. One from last year is a 300 power to it, and I bought another one that gave me 1,000 power. So between those two, I manage. One of them, like so, last year, I did bought before I left a cooler, but it broke like 3 days before. I couldn't reach the company, and I had very quickly had to buy like a Yeti cooler, and I had to deal with all year with ice. And not a lot of room for food because the ice was take a lot of space. And now I have a small cooler that run through my 1,000 power station, and it's great. And I can have more food. I'm able to reach it from inside the van. Those little things made a huge difference on my comfort. Now listen, I know that it's. I think people we really need to realize that I want to be able to express how for me, right? It's my experience. I will not say it easy. There is a lot, everything take forever. Take three times more to make a coffee. To everything is like take much more time. But I'm willing to put that time to be able to do that in nature. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
So I think if someone hear it, they like feel like, wow, I want to do it. You need to know it's not an easy lifestyle. It's really not. But I don't see it as a hardship. I see it as an opportunity to put myself where I want to be.
Well, let me suggest that if you needed to be fast, 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 get it done now, you wouldn't be traveling in a car. You'd just get on a plane, you know, that sort of thing. So
Yes.
the whole fact of being in your car, driving from A to B, camping, all that stuff, it does slow life down. It has to.
Yes. But like even like the whole process of everything, it just take times and it's okay. What I love about it that let's say I need to be on a I'm in a busy national park and there is a hike I want to do. But if I'm not there at 7 in the morning, I'm not going to get a parking. I'll go there by 6:30. I'm there. Now I can take my time. I have everything with me. I have this parking spot, and I can go even back to sleep if I really need to, want to. And so there is like so many benefit for having everything with me.
Last year when we talked about fear, whether it was that solo woman thing or a wild animal in the night or just things that go bump when you can't see what's going on. That must have been weird enough. And it must have been a big thing to overcome in the car. It must be a bit more relaxing in the van.
There is much more relaxing in the van because I will say I'm able to reach to, I have a taser, for example, or I have like a knife that I kind of hiding in case I need to use. I'm able to do, I will say I feel more, I have more flexibility of movement to protect myself if I need to. But for example, now I need to ship back my taser because I'm getting into Canada. So
Oh, of course. We do have rules, you know.
yeah, so there is things that like my line of process today is so different than what I used to live, and how I used to live. Like I will drive like I'm looking for what will be my route to getting to Michigan, and so I'm heading to Detroit, and so this is where I'm entering the border, and I don't want to take camping. I don't want to pay unless I need a shower. I don't see why I need to pay for camping if I can, I have everything for myself and I'm just sleeping. So I will look into Headtrail, and I'll open Google Map and see what's the surrounding. Is it like, it can be safe if it's like too remote, things like that, I need to be considering today. What I think the minivan does give me more feeling of security than the Mazda. Yeah. But it was important to me that I'm skipping a very like not there is no stickers on my minivan. It's white. My cargo box is white. Very important to me to just blend, to have a very family or energy to my setting. Not to I don't want to attract any attention to myself.
Right. Yeah. First of all, I've heard nothing but good things about Newfoundlanders.
Yes, I know. But it's so remote. Ooh. Yeah, you were saying asking about fear. It's not something. I always have it, but now I feel like I have more confidence in myself to push myself just a little bit more every time. I listen to my gut like constantly. Very. I was on my way to Boulder, and I stopped in a rest area for the night, and the bathroom building was open. So I'm like, oh great, I went in. And as I entered the building, so it's around 8 o'clock in the evening, there is one truck, there is another van outside parking. But I entered the building and somehow I just did not feel, I felt so vulnerable. I don't question myself anymore. I'm like, get out, go back to your van and wash yourself there. I think it's very important that we do listen to our intuition.
Now, we've talked about you overcoming so many fears. Can you tell the difference between that gut feeling that is intuitively go back to the van,
Yeah.
or this is just something else I need to deal with, like a trail or the heights, the things like that that we talked about last time, that you say, no, I need to do this because I'm pretty sure I can overcome this feeling of
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah. No, there is there. I and it's funny. I last week I came from I revisit a hike that somehow scared me. I'm still not sure all of it why, but scared me, and I kept going. Like all my parts, like 95% of my body part was telling me, get out, go back. And I kept going. I'm like, there was one part of me like, go, keep up. And I'm happy I did that. It was important. And I went back to kind of like celebrate that pushing of myself. But if I had that intuition in me more than that, I will go back. I just really learned not to argue with it. It's there and it's important, and safety is number one.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't want to bring up a sad subject. Your van had an incident recently, and I was interested to read your mixed emotions around that, because basically this is your home.
It is,
It's been violated, for lack of a better word. Can you expand on that?
yeah, that was actually I saw it as actually as an opportunity to self-growth. I was just finishing re listening again to Pema Chodron at the book When Things Fall Apart, and there she's mentioning how when life squeezes us, those are the opportunity to self-growth. And it's very important to me. I would love to have my last breath on earth, knowing that I did everything in my power and everything in my ability to get to know that I can let go of this beautiful world with no regrets, and knowing that I was, kind to others and kind to myself. And then I know I left I lived a very good life. A life that I can be celebrate. So I got to Linda is a follower from one of the Facebook group, and when I mentioned that I'm getting to New Orleans, and a lot of people told me don't go to New Orleans as a solo woman, and I took like a motel. It turned to be later that thank God I didn't go there because it was not a safe area. And she offered me to come and stay with her, and she will take me and show me New Orleans. I mean, how a great opportunity is that? So I got to her. So I remember, I don't know her. I can see from Facebook her face. I can recognize the icon of her, her face. So I knew, and from her comments through the year that she's following me, I felt safe. But now I also made sure that I made a phone call. I get a lot of beautiful invitation. I get a lot of beautiful emails, but I make sure that I take the extra step to talk on the phone, FaceTime if needed. You don't know really who is on the other line, side. So I felt very comfortable to come and visit her. So she told me where to park my van, and we got into her car because it was a Sunday. We're excited. We are going to New Orleans. She is backing up her car and smash into my two doors. I mean, I still remember that moment. I was sitting and I was like, we got out of the car, and I was like, before I opened the car, I said, like, Gila, here's the opportunity to self-growth. You are being squeezed. What you gonna do with that? And we got out, and I look at the damage, and I took two I needed to a second with myself, and I can see Linda. Oh my God, I cannot believe I did that. Oh no, and I can feel her pain. I can feel her stress. And at this point, my car was not important to me as giving her the compassion she needed for me in that moment. And believe me, I don't know Linda. She could in 1 second tell me, get out of my property, out of here. I have no idea who she is. But that was, for me, that was not important to me. I can feel someone else's pain and suffering. Here is opportunity for me to be who I am, and to provide them the all compassion I can give them. And I turned to her, I was like, Linda, it's okay. Accident happened. It was a pure accident. And she very quickly says, she's like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I promise you. So I we had like a 10 minutes of like giving each other in so many ways the compassion and support. And then we say, okay, it's a Sunday. We cannot do anything about it. Let's get back in the car and let's go to New Orleans. So, there was a parade, and we went, and it was great to tell you that here and there was no pain going into myself about all of that. I mean, I was planning to be 2 days there and live. And I was there for 3 weeks, you know?
Wow.
And then after a week and a half, because they told me it will take a week, I went back to the shop, and then to see my van so upside down and so apart. Wow, I did not expect it to feel so taken back from all the destructive of it. It really was hard to see. And I realized how much this is really home for me. And when it was back, you know, it was great. But I really made sure, and I told Linda several times, please know I have not a hint of anger toward you. It was just a pure accident, and it's just part of my journey.
Well,
So,
I know sitting on the outside of that, I could really empathize with both of you. I mean, if it had been me driving, oh my goodness, I would have just felt sick. And yet, for you also, this is your home, and especially it's a home you've designed, you've created, and really, so when you were able to take that high road, it was just like, oh man, yeah, and good for you.
And then
That's
a lot of people told me, like, wow, you handle it so well. And I'm like, what do you mean? How otherwise could I handle it? And you know, like and I say, no, I will lose it. And so I don't know, maybe, you know, I think that's what last year gave me, a lot of understanding what is compassion.
Well, I think too, you talked about no regrets.
No.
I can see that if you had blown up
Yes.
that up the road when it was over and done with, you would have said, "Oh man, I wish I hadn't blown up like that. Like it was an accident."
And the thing is, like, I was able to really reach into who I am in so many ways and give that kindness to her. Because, and at this point, how much I was suffering, I felt like she was suffering even more than I did.
So, I'm sure,
So,
yeah.
and this is a car. This is, she's a human being. You know, things can be fixed, and our emotions are very important. I hope, you know, like it's definitely was a challenging time. And I hope through my writing, I do help other people to look at things in a different angle and just stop themselves 1 second before they react. Because I think when you do that, you can change things.
I wonder how many people get into situations now and they go like, what would Gila do? That might be the ultimate compliment. What would Gila do?
Well, thank you.
Now, I recently interviewed a woman with an RV. She has the internet almost wherever she goes. She's got some little thing,
Oh
I don't
yes,
know.
okay.
But you're really off grid now, are you?
There is time that I'm off grid, and I have to tell you, I love those times. Oh my God, this is so, I love it. I just there is something about being so disconnected and being so remote that for me, it actually gives me comfort. I mean, you will probably, most people are like, oh no, I can't do that. Somehow for me, it's a pleasure. Now I do have InReach. It's a Garmin device. It's a small, tiny device that is satellite. So when I'm in those kind of places, I do send a pin to my boys, my friends that are, you know, following me. So there is always, they know where I am. There is, you know, people following my phone, so I feel comfortable when I know someone know where I am. And I know some of them really worry about me. Now I think they're starting to be more comfortable, but I send them a pin letting them know where I am.
I guess it compares to before you met up with a stranger, you said, this is where I'm going to be, this is who it is. And yeah, same, only different. It's coming up 2 years that you've been on the road.
Yes, amazing.
I know, yeah. Do you ever think about the New York Gila who hadn't camperized her car yet and the Gila that I'm talking about today?
I mean, it's a night and day. You know, a lot of time I wish there was a way that I can show the timid person I used to be and who I am today. Not from a place of arrogant or show off, not at all from that place. More of a place of like, what happened when you're willing to push yourself smalls. There was not, every time it's a small step forward, just a little bit more where you can take yourself. And this is something only you can give yourself, no one else. It's amazing. And today I'm like, to go back and live in my beautiful apartment, I don't think I can do it, honestly. I don't know if I can go back and live in that kind of a setting. So now, for example, next year, I'm still need to, to see where my tenant position, where if she would like to continue renting, or if not, I'm pretty much ready to sell if I need to. And but like, for example, next winter, it is tough. Winter in with my setting, with not able to heat myself constantly, is tough. And I'm not here to suffer. I'm here to enjoy my life. So I am actually looking to do like a house sitting, or like pet sitting, house sitting, for the months of the winter. And I think that's and I you know it will give me. I need that time because I don't know if we were going to get to it, but that's another thing that happened that was never in my life, even I was consider me being an author and published a book, right? I mean, like where that came from. That's still a surprise for myself, and I'm still stunned by it. But I need time to sit and write my second book. So it will be good to have that time quietly to do that. I'm talking with few people, but if any of your listener hear that, I am looking to a quiet place to with the hiking trails nearby to go and set for the winter. And I also like, like last year, right? Last year everything was very, very structured. I knew where I'm staying for the night. I knew what I'm seeing, what I'm visiting the next day. Everything was very, very schedule and plan. And it's very much my personality in so many ways. This year I call it like I'm traveling with the wind. Ooh, this is a great against my grain. But again, I see it as opportunity for self-growth. So I'm pushing myself. Wow. It is very there is times that it is really uncomfortable to tell you fear is not grabbing me. I will be lying. It's hard. It is very, very challenging. So I want to find a balance. Because not having the plans give me opportunity to be spontaneous and change my plans, and I love that. Just think about it. If I had plans and a reservation, and I was stuck 3 weeks, in Louisiana, right? What I will have to undo everything and change everything. So it was good that I didn't have any plans. I wasn't thinking this year that I will end up in California, and I did, just because the weather was too cold going still north. So I need to find the balance for next summer of traveling, of some plan and some not, but it takes a lot of time, Then that's what I'm doing here on the Airbnb that I'm here in Boulder. I'm taking the time to do more research about Canada and my traveling there. I'm still finding like, the balance of not doing too much because I do want to have the flexibility if I'm getting to a place and I love it. I want to stay another night, stay another night. That's what I'm looking. So, and you need time for that. So that's what I'm looking to do next winter. And so we'll see. I don't know. It's a
I guarantee you're not going to want to be living in your camper in
no,
Canada in the winter.
no, no. It's really tough.
Now, we've talked about groups, and we certainly went into it a little bit more the first time we spoke. There's Sisters on the Fly, there's Boondockers.
Yes.
Are you still a part of those groups?
Yes, I'm there. So there is like few Facebook groups that I continue posting my story.
But I just meant even in terms of finding a connection where you can park on their
Yes, so
property
one of
or
the group have a map with women that offering to stay. There's even one that have a herself in Newfoundland, so I reach out to her. So maybe I have one place there. When I'm entering Canada, there is one lady that offer her, so I reach out to her. Yeah, Sister on the Fly, I use that as also as a place to find places. Sister on the Fly is actually a very beautiful organization. I wish I had the time to go to some of their event. It's really a beautiful a community that, people should look into that. I'm trying to find kind of like the those kind of resource to help me.
now, a lot of your Facebook pictures. You are part of a group. How do those groups form? You just sort of all come together camping in the same place, or?
No, so like those groups that are Facebook is like just women that travel and they just sharing their
Yeah,
information.
I meant your photographs, where you're part of a group at a campground or something, playing music, like in your own photographs.
Oh, that was like you're talking about that one of my in Phoenix. I was like part of a group.
Okay, yeah, I didn't look at the
Yeah.
where.
No, there was a lady that Jen was she was mentioning that in the posting that she's there and they're doing drum circle and I'm like, oh, this is sound fun. And I reach out and she's such a beautiful soul. I mean, really, what a sweetheart. And I spent a few days with with her and her partner. It was great. It was really, I felt like a community with them. So yeah, it's sometimes like I see a post, someone offering, I will reach out, I will get the sense what I feel about it, and I will join them.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. And now you talked about pinging your family when you were in maybe a more remote spot. What apps do you use? You mentioned one before. Was it All Trails or something in the very beginning?
So Ultrail is an app that helped me with my hiking.
Okay.
And I have to say, this hike saved me so many times from being lost. So, but I do download, I have the paid program app, and I download the maps ahead of time. So even though I don't have reception, I can see where I am. And if I'm off the trail, it will tell me, it will buzz to me like, oh, you're off the
Oh, wow.
trail. I mean, last year I was like, a lot of time when I hike, I go into La La Land. I don't know,
Yeah.
and I walking and I saw I'm hiking and there is like a wash and I'm like, continue hiking and I'm observing the ground and I'm like, wow, what a beautiful, there is like small prints of animals and like, and then I'm realizing, oh, but there's no footprints of human, and then all trail is buzzing on me like, oh, you're off trail. Like, oh, whoa. So I could probably, who knows how long I could can continue without realizing that I'm actually being lost here.
Okay.
So that's a very, very important app to me. Now, one thing about this app that it take a lot of my power in my, it does take a lot of my battery in my phone. So I always have another power bank with me that I can charge and continue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, are there any other apps that
Yes, there is
you use?
iOverlander. So this app is telling, and I use that to see where I can go and camp for free, where there is
Okay.
spot that sometime will someone will
Perfect.
find a street that is quiet and there is no sign saying no parking overnight. So people will share that. I found that a very resourceful app. That's pretty much a lot of what I'm using. Sometimes recreation.gov helped me to find campgrounds. Yeah, and a lot Google Map. Google Map. I'm very organized, right? So like I have folders each state or each like place I'm going, and then points of interest that I'm gonna be. So I have it all ready, so I don't have to spend the time. So
You are organized.
yes,
Okay. Now, I said at the beginning, I'm going to be jumping all over the map here.
that's okay.
You are an award-winning color and home design
Yes.
business person. You've just won the Howes Award again this year for 2024. How do you do that on the road?
You know what? That is so interesting because I thought I will not be able to do it. Because, like, how? I mean, like, the idea is for me that I needed to be in the space to see the like colors. I had to do a lot with lighting, had to do a lot with the space, had to do so much to do with it. And I was really questioning myself, can I do that? And few people reach out to me because in my area, if you search interior designer, I'm like in the top, coming up with that first one before, I mean, after that. And so people reach out to me and I tell them where I am. I tell them that I can work, do it remotely. And I say, if I, in the beginning, I was like, you know what, if it's not working, I'm not going to charge you. And they're like, okay. So for the first few ones, they didn't have anything to lose. Now it's very important to me since they don't really know me. I will say, please take your time and read the reviews, check about me. It's very important to me to connect with my clients that they will feel comfortable with me. And to my surprise, it is very well done. I mean, really, I believe me, I'm shocked myself. But I think the key for that success is come from the point that I'm very much connected to emotions. And colors are expression of our emotions. And I'm able to tap to the my clients on the other side, even though it's a video chat. And a lot of it is just my questions and their answers that give me that information. Today I can say I have a beautiful gift of able to be emotion with colors and understand the emotion of the color in a sense of their undertone. It took me many years to realize I have that gift. So the combination of the two really enabled me to continue doing that. So I don't advertise necessarily, but if people reaching out to me, I'm happy to do that. The only thing, they need to be flexible with my time. I need to find a place where I can sit down, have a Wi-Fi, able to connect with them. So whoever worked with me so far was so flexible about that and were so happy. And I do send them a bigger size of the swatches. So it's not like blindly. We're talking. I send them like quite a lot, even some that I'm not sure will work or not work, just because I'm not there physically. I send, and then some of them don't need me after that. Some will go back on another phone calls and we'll talk about each color and what that make them feel and the rest of the house to go, what it go. And it's working amazingly. It's working so amazingly that it's like even the design part go into it. Like, we'll go and she, like my last client, it was color and home design, and she will go with show me the space and I will come with suggestion. And it's amazing. I think like if the moment I have someone on the other side that willing to connect with me and willing to be flexible, and it just worked very really beautifully. I as I say, you can see I'm surprised myself, but it does work very well.
So you've gone from women on the fly to color on the fly.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. Okay, you mentioned it. You wrote a book. Tell us about the book, your first book.
Right, so let's start with the fact that just before I left, a few of my friends asked me to blog. And my first reaction, like, what do you want from me? I mean, you asking me to do something impossible. English is not my first language. I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic. I mean, you're really asking me something that I never did even before. And I don't know, today I can tell you, as more and more I go into the spiritual life, that my inner self, the higher me, forced me to do it. Really, I cannot tell you anything that it was something bigger than me that told me to not just to do it, but also to share it. As a very private person, it's very stunning that I did that. And the beginning was very terrifying. And I just sit and I write. And a lot of time, most of the time, I read my own stuff and like, who wrote that? It does not feel me. There are times that I will write and I will finish like, whoa, where that came from? Like I found like for me, writing is like a way for me to express myself kind of on the side of me, like I'm sitting next to me and letting my emotion just like flow. I don't know if you saw, but my son actually, when I announced the book, my son wrote like, like a beautiful post on Facebook, and he's like, it's feel like my mom, like nature right through her. And that's what it feel like, that something else is coming and writing through me. So I start sharing, and very quickly there will be women like, wow, this is a book. One was like, are you my new favorite writer? I'm like, who are you talking about? What? I mean, it took me like 8 months to really come to even think about it. Actually, what was the point? I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm reading slowly The Alchemist, and there was a section there saying like, if there is like omen, if there is like sign of the universe, if the universe sending you sign, you better listen to it. And I'm like, okay, I got it, I got it. Okay, I'm going to do it. So I decided I will do it. And I did share it with my youngest son. Is I said like, so why you don't write it? So because I'm still writing it. I need to finish that year to be able to experience. I need to earn the what to write about everything. So when I got home, I decided that after I left, I was like, okay, I'm going to travel, blog, and write. And it was impossible. Very quickly, I realized I cannot do those two things together. And I have a different house in Florida that was still in construction. And she's like, go there. So I went. So I kind of still was kind of camping, but I was very determined, was very devoted to it. I was surprised, but I was able to announce my book on my birthday. That was another thing that was like so. So I'm still stunned by it, still very much surprised by all of it. But I call it like a treasure box that I found inside of me that I was never aware was aware of it. Just to show you something, what happened when you take, a path that you have no idea where it will take you, and I still don't know where it will take me, and you go with it.
And your story is very aptly named.
My story, what do you mean by that?
The title of your book is I Am.
Yes. It came from a song that my friend Sandra that I met in Joshua Tree. We were sharing songs and she shared that song I Am. And I was listening to it a few times. I really like, I am beautiful. There was a lot of beautiful word to it. And when I was driving from Yellowstone to Grand Teton, I was listening to it and I was singing the word. And suddenly, even though I've been singing it with that song for so many times, it synced to me that I am beautiful. It's like almost like I finally got to a place where I love myself. I never understood what people said about it, and it was like it struck me, and I start crying. Now, why crying was so surprising to me, because I call it that I lost the ability to cry. The two events in my marriage really create a lot of trauma in my life, and I lost the ability to cry. And so that song brought me to my tears and brought me to who I am. That realization was, I felt like I couldn't name it anything else. And at one point I asked other women to help me with the name for my book, and one lady said, no, you will find it. It will come to you. And it was just one evening. It's funny, like the night before I spoke with Sandra, and in the evening I was listening to the book, to the song. And just before I went to bed, I was like, that's it. I went to my computer and in 5 minutes I designed the cover, and that was it.
So when the universe speaks, listen.
Yes, yes.
Now you mentioned your son, Zach.
Yes.
Didn't one of them push you for a paid subscription place?
Yes. So my oldest son encouraged me to have a blog in Substack. So this is an app, a place where a lot of people write, and it's they can express themselves. And so I'm there. This is really where the place you can find most, all of my blogs. There is things there that you cannot find anything else. And I'm saying it not to get people to necessarily to follow me, but just like what I found, this is a tool. On my birthday, right, the day that I announced my book, it was very, very, very important to me, really, like sincerely important to me, to thank one lady that made a big difference in my life. Without her story, I wouldn't be on that path. And that is Cheryl Strayed. The book Wild that I read a few years ago, but really brought me into, start doing the backpacking that I almost dreamed of. And I realized she had an account, so I could tag her. So I wrote a thank you letter to her, not knowing if she will be able to read it or not, if she will see it. And I just sent it, and I tagged her. In the evening, she did answer me. And so that was beautiful. I was not expecting that. But it was important to me to really thank her. Because if anything I learned is the power of a story, and not just, and everyone's story. And another thing that I learned, not just the story from my own writing, is the power of vulnerability. A lot of women appreciate my openness and my honesty in my writing. The things like I know that I write things that we all feel. And I'm just willing to say that loudly, and by doing that, I feel like I'm able to unite us better. And I know I'm maybe naive, but I would love to see peace in this world. And if I can make a small step, a small crack into that, and let another person think differently, maybe, and see that maybe they're not by themselves in this world, that someone else think the same and have the same feeling, so we understand we are the same. I mean, I think I wrote at one point, you know, there is one moon and one sun. Can we please concentrate on that?
I wanted to mention your Substack account for two reasons. One is that your story, both your travels and your personal development, are, I'll use the word interesting, but because you bear all, I think people can identify with so many pieces of that. So to follow you is going to be incentivizing, not coming up with the word, incentivizing for a lot of women. But also, if a woman's thinking about doing this and wants to have a little bit of an income, and it depends, I'm sure, on how many followers you have, but there is an option there as you're traveling to keep people informed of both your travels, whether it becomes a travelogue, or the more personal side of your personal development.
Wait.
So.
So there is option there, right? So there is like, and yes, I am trying to, like, I don't know where my writing will take me, but if I can actually get that to help me to continue living the life I'm living, because I'm on a very small budget. This is not, you know, a rich woman journey, far from it. And this is why I need to find more places that I can sleep for free. So I don't want to, a lot of people on Substack that write, you have to pay to read their materials. I don't want to do that. I really would love to continue able to give people the opportunity to read my story for free. But there is an option there that you can pay $5 a month or $50 a year to support me. And what the people that support me, first of all, that they are, you know, they're helping me to put gas into my tank and to continue to my next mile. But I start doing videos. Like, because I feel I'm very grateful for their support, and I wanted to give them something more than that. So there is more of visual and, you know, videos. And those are video just for the paid. Like, I'm not putting the same video. Like, if I put something on YouTube, the people that I pay subscribers, those are videos that just they can see them. A lot of them is they're just, you know, beautiful sunset and my emotions with it. You know, I was in White Sand and a national park. It was amazing. I was talking about the color of the sand and what will be another good color to choose from. You know, so I bring a lot of my everything I can into sharing, but you know, even bearing more of myself to them. I mean, just because I'm grateful for their support.
What I'm hearing too is how so many of your parts are like the parts of your life are intermingling. Like you talked about the colors, you know, your travels, your self-development, the like just so many facets here, and they really seem to be just melding into each other now. And I don't know if it was that way from the beginning, but it's pretty neat to listen
It's
to.
actually interesting that you're saying that because it's honestly feel like that all the skills that I earned through my life, because I'm a graphic designer as well, and have able to like to be able to design my own website or anything like that, brought me almost like it feel like all of those skills brought me to be able to do the book. Because I published myself, I designed it myself, the layout, everything is me. If I needed to pay for someone to do it, I can tell you I would not be able to afford that. So it's all those skills almost like it just feel like there is definitely a reason for all of this to happen. If I will be able to see one day the reason, I don't know, but it's definitely more and more I can see how it's like, wow, it's like this is meant to be. And every time I feel like, okay, I'm not gonna write anymore. I mean, like, I don't know if people like really interesting in that. And like someone will come in, please don't stop. You have no idea how many women you actually reach. You will never know how many women you actually reach. And I think there was one very special post from last year that was I Chose Life. I don't know if you read that post. And that was a hard one to share and to and to write about. But in 2016, like I was struggling for all my marriage life in so many ways with suicide thoughts. And I thought it was imbalance in my brain. I did not aware that that was the result of the action of my ex-husband. And I got to a point where I was 99.9, like, I was almost committed suicide. And I wrote about it, and it was a very, very powerful post to share. And I didn't know what will be the result, right? Like what people's reaction will be to it. To be able to, and actually after that, I was able to, there was two women I went on the phone with them. And they say, "You just saved my life. I just need you to know you just saved my life." And that was strong. That was so that, it's when I say I'm bearing my heart in front of everyone, I am. And but there is a power for other people to go to take from that power that I wish I had, and not go through that extreme pain that I went through all those years. So I, giving back from other stories that gave me strength and hope, giving back to others is a gift for me, to me. So.
Well, and again, the universe has brought you to that place where I had known about your story. I had not known about the fact that other women were reaching out to you saying, "Well, you just saved me."
It's and I have to say it's I'm very humble and I'm very honored to with that, and I recognize the importance now that I have a platform and a stage, the importance to even to keep it if more like honest and to respect that in a sense and not to abuse it and to keep kindness into spread into the world because we need to change. We need to change. I have a lot of friends that don't have the same belief or political beliefs than I do, but I choose not to take that side of them. I choose to look at all the kind parts of them, and they're very kind people, and that's what's important to me. And I hope that if we start looking at the person next to us in, in much kinder way and respect, we can make it a different. We can make a change, but it's need to start individually with each of us.
You're here. Okay, there's so many places to find you online now. Where's the best place to follow you?
Substack, really. Substack
Okay.
is the best place. As I said, there is posts there that you cannot find somewhere else. And I do want to celebrate and appreciate my supporters, and that's where I'm going to put more and more videos. And so sometimes it's like, sometimes I will have like it will take a while that there will not be a post with video, and then there will be one with several of them. It does take time, and I, I do work on, to improve that and to provide more of that because I got a lot of compliments about that part. Also, there was one post that I actually recorded myself. There was a post about, that was another hard one to write about finding my soul. And I decided that that's important one to put my voice into it. So it does take a while. It does take time. Writing take me time. And yes, I would love to be able to provide income for me, even just to put, to fill up my gas tank and go from there because I would love to continue living this kind of lifestyle. And I will make it whatever I need to do. I will make it. But when you have people that pay for your art, because in so many ways it is an art, or and there is a value to it. It's first of all, it's encouraging me to continue. And like anyone else, I need that validation that, my work is important. Like there's a value for what I do and what I write. So I hope people will consider supporting this kind of an art.
I'm going to ask you a personal question, and you can choose to not answer
Okay.
it. I'll just delete it out if you say no. You have two sons.
Yes.
They must notice the difference between New York gala and today's gala. They must be proud of you, impressed, all the other adjectives,
Yes,
adjectives.
there, unfortunately, I could not be the mother I really wished to be in my marriage, in my as a other child. There were just event and just and I'm just going to go for a little bit like outside of that. There was reviews on Amazon. A lady was it's important for me to say that because in a second you'll understand that she was disappointed that I did not share all kind of my pain with my marriage and with my childhood, and I wish I could answer her on Amazon, but I did actually made a wrote about in one of the posts that I felt like she really missed the essence of my story. My story was it, from the beginning, right? It was very, very important to me that I am when I'm writing and I'm writing about my past that you can read between the line. I don't want, there's no need to shame someone else to be able to bring yourself up. By me getting into the detail of things, I'm shaming my ex-husband and I'm shaming my father. Even though they hurt me, I don't need to go that way. And that's not who I am, and that's not who I want to be. And on other things, this is the father of my children, my boys. It's so important to me, their relationship. And I don't want to put any, burden on them to any kind of, and it was between him, me and him that had nothing to do with them. So today, when I don't have all this around me, they starting to see who I am, there is opportunity. And yes, it's before, even before that, I have a very close relationship with both of my boys. But now we're getting to a beautiful level of able to be more honest and more open. Yes, and they are very proud of me, as my youngest son said, like, man, my mom is so cool. So
Oh boy. How many mothers want to hear those words come out of
he's
their
like,
kids' mouths?
just so you know, when I introduce you to my friend, I was like, man, my mom is so cool. This is what she does. So it's nice, and I'm just visiting now with my younger son here in Boulder, and he introduced me to all his friend, and it's nice to know. And Adi, my oldest one, just was here too. He flew from San Francisco, so we had some family time together. So those are times that I cherish a lot. But I also learned for myself, like in the past, I will be like, okay, we are having time. Let's get up. Let's go hiking. Let's do that. And like, no, I'm here to spend as much as I can quality time with them. If for them, sleeping late, make everyone happy. Let them sleep late. I have enough things to do. Let me have that 10, like the 5 quality hours instead of that 10, but we're doing. I let them kind of more. Let them like be more like the like even the past I will be like the one that let's do 1, 2, 3, 4. It's more a team. It's more there is more and they're also an adult. There is a different relationship there. It's great to be able to, for me anyway, to finally let myself shine. What I couldn't do before, what I never had that opportunity. I grew up being told that I'm absolutely not enough, that I'm nothing, that no matter what I do is not good enough. And that's why I'm saying, I wish I can show you the person I used to be and what I am today. Just for the example, just and I think I wrote somewhere, I'm just a simple soul to be example to follow or to ignore. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do with my story. But if you can take one lesson, it's like, what is the responsibility you can give yourself? To give yourself the life that you wish for.
I'll interject here that wherever we are today is a starting point, which is what you were in New York. That was a starting point. What came before led you to that starting point.
Yes.
And so perhaps we don't need to know what came before for you, because all we need to know is there is a path to becoming whole, comfortable with oneself, open to the universe. And perhaps you are our example. So I thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, it's Always my pleasure. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put your website link in the show notes. That's the usual way. But all the links, Substack, your book is it on Amazon? How do we find your
Yes,
book?
it's on
Okay.
Amazon.
Okay. You're on Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to put all those links on your page
Yes, and
at our website.
like here and there I post on this Instagram. It's just another thing to do, and I'm just, I and that's what it is. It's like I'm trying to promote my book, but not in a sense that it will take. I'm trying not to obsess over it because I want to live my life. I'm here to be able to give myself what I always dream of. If I will, put all my energy into the book, then I'm missing the point of living what I want to do. So it's like I feel like I'm selling it one copy at a time, as I go, and people, I talk with people and I give them a card, or like the first month was amazing. The sales was like shoo, to the roof, and now it's low, and I knew it will happen. So slowly, but I hope my story can give someone else the courage to take, on themselves what they deserve and what they want.
One thing I've learned from a publisher is that we can apparently go into our local bookstore and say, I've heard about this book. Can you get it in?
Oh.
And they might just do that. So there you go, listeners. Tip.
No, you know what it is? I need to, and I will change it in probably in one point. Amazon now, there is two options. I can just sell it through Amazon and more percentage go to me, or I can change it and let have less percentage coming to me, but also stores can buy it and things like that. So I probably will do it in one point. That's why I need that winter really to take time to myself to do, because what I will do maybe next summer will travel and do like book tour in the same. So it will be for book one and book two. Remember, it's still so shocking to me that I'm an author. I mean, this is not something that it's still trying to sink into my own self, like what happened, because in so many ways it happened to me. It's not something that I was looking for. So it's I'm very curious to see where it will take me, and where, what my future will come to.
Well, I'm going to add the other link that will be in or on your page at the website is our first conversation.
Yes.
So hopefully there'll just be a Gila Melamed episode every year. That'll be great.
That would
Okay, listeners, if you've enjoyed catching up with Gila today, please talk to us. Has a nomadic lifestyle ever crossed your mind? Leave your thoughts for your listening, or if you're listening at the Boomer Woman's podcast at boomwithabang.com, scroll to the bottom of the page and talk to us there. Maybe you have a question of Gila that you can't believe I missed. Ask it in the comments and I'll get you an answer. Leave stars and reviews where you can. They help us expand our reach. We do need more Boomer women listening in. And share this episode. I'm talking with more and more women who love the freedom this time of life affords them. And a nomadic lifestyle, even just for a while, really intrigues them. Perhaps a friend of yours is one of them. Gila Melamed, thank you for coming back on podcast and catching us up on your travels
Thank you.
and your self-discovery and I don't know, everything else.
It was great seeing you again and talking to you.
Thank you. Safe travels.
Thank you.